from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Like, it's constant sort of action.
This training camp.
92.9 The Game's live Falcons training camp coverage continues from Flowery Branch.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Margaritaville.
It's the morning shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, or you can hit us up on the socials at 929 Morning Shift. We've been kind of breaking down the zeros of the Matthew Judon deal and how we can get this done and also extend AJ Terrell. And boy, I mean, it'll make your head spin just about roll off the doors. It looked too deep into this cap situation.
Well,
for Terry and company, man,
it's not even so much that I keep going into pages and looking at, you know, where contracts are and how much they are, and I keep getting this Army ad that's popping up. But the worst part is I can't even read it; it's in Spanish, and it just keeps popping up over and over again. So I might not be on tomorrow's edition because I might sign up for the Army here. I don't know. You might be solo tomorrow.
Yeah. No. Look. We got a number of people that have hit us up on the socials too. Cody Keeler saying the Judon signing was huge and has a motor and he's relentless. And I agree with you. If you're okay with the plus ones, bring them on. Automatic, our buddy Otto, says, look, it's been a great morning. Imagine if we can sign Simmons at safety. Rise up. Can't wait for the Steelers. Brandon Mincy, I hear you, Big Mike. I do not care about how you categorize a sack. It is a sack. Judon means Grady can't be doubled or on Yamada. Bring it on, interior pass rush. I'm here for it. And I said this last, and I'll say it again. The Braves, blowout victory. The Falcons get an elite edge rusher. We are off and running on this Thursday.
Let's be careful. Let's slow down on the Justin Simmons stuff. We got to figure out money, and we can't just say, well, let's just sign this guy and this guy and this guy. This isn't Oprah and everybody gets a car, all right? Let's relax. I did talk to someone higher up in the organization this morning, and I said, hey, appreciate you getting Judon done. Why don't you go get Justin Simmons now? And the person said, well, I'll just go. Well, let's just go get Aaron Donald while we're at it.
Yeah, bring J.J. Watt out of retirement. Let's just make a party.
I texted him back and said, okay, let's be realistic now. He's retired, so let's just stay within the parameters. But it is funny because we have been crying about no money. And no pass rush. We somehow make the pass rush happen. We're going to figure out the money. And now we get greedy. Well, go get Justin Simmons, too. And when you first heard the Justin Simmons stuff, most people were like, well, we need pass rush. What are we doing? Yeah. So it's kind of funny how we go back and forth as fans, but you know, it is exciting because it is a move that says this is an issue. It's been one. We've been trying to address it. We're finally addressing it, and it tells you that look, we are trying. We've said it over and over again. We are trying to win. So when people write articles about how the team might be a mutiny and play Michael Penix over Kirk Cousins, that's how you know they're just sour fans who are mad Kirk Cousins left their team, yet they're still writing in the national media.
404-726-0929. If you want to give us a call and weigh in on how you feel about the Matthew Judon trade, or maybe it's the Atlanta Braves. You want to call and give those wake-up calls, hit us up. We'll get to the line in just a minute. I do want to touch on that point, Bo, because I think you bring up something good. We've been talking about how many deals on this team you'd be willing to restructure, whose money you'd be willing to push around, pushing a bonus and kind of, you know, put off till, you know, maybe next year or 2 years down the road. Is there any part of you, and I'm not trying to water down the topic today, I'm in a great mood. Matthew Judon is a great addition. There is part of me that does worry that you are going to back yourself into a corner with Kirk Cousins and the money that he's due a couple of years from now to where you almost have to get rid of him if you continue to move money around and sign guys that are due a bunch of money in a couple of years.
No, I think that's what you – the reason why you structured his deal the way you did.
Right.
I know Kirk said, when he first signed here, this might be my last place. And then he also said, well, but maybe I want to play 5 or 6 more years. I think that was always looked at from when I saw the way it was structured. It was a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
And I think when you go even further, when you look at Penix is a in year 3 of his career, and you look at the that it's going to be paid to him, you're still going to be relatively well under what a starting quarterback at that point in time will be making
if Penix is a starter
in year 3.
Right, and I got you.
If Cousins is a starter, even when you add their two contracts
that's
together, you're still going to be under what the AAV is,
right?
Unless Cousins goes, I've only got $10 million of guaranteed money this year. It's time to re-up, and at that point, you would move on.
And I guess that's my curiosity is that when you're Terry, if you start kind of pushing some of this money down the road, which I think that's obviously what's going to have to happen with Matthew Judon, well, you're going to pay the signing bonus, but there's going to be someone on the back end. Do you get to a situation where with Kirk Cousins in 2 years, you're relying on Michael Penix? Obviously, at this point, you're heavily invested in him with an 8th pick, but what if Kirk Cousins is an All-Pro next year? You know what I mean? And then you're in a situation where you're having to part ways with somebody like that because there's so much other money out there, either that or, you know, having to part ways with some of these great skill players you have on offense.
If you cut Cousins after 25 season, which would be the second year, the dead cap is $25 million, right? I mean, that's what it is. And then you have to go look at what Penix is going to be making in year 3, what his cap hit is going to be, and his cap hit in year 3 is going in, which would be 2026, is only going to be a little over it's a little over $6 million. So you would be paying a starting quarterback $31 to $32 million, which at that point you're looking at the cap hit for Cousins if he's still on the roster is $57 million, which is the AAV at that point for a quality starting quarterback in 2 years might be $70 million a year.
Yeah.
Because Jordan Love's average annual is 55 right now.
Yeah.
So what I would tell you is this plan works, but Michael Penix has to be a quality starter in year 3.
Yeah. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. Let's hear from our buddy Manny. He's out there in the car, man. Hopefully you're not stuck in traffic, Manny. What's going on, man? Good morning.
No, I'm out of traffic. All hail to the Godfather.
Manny, and you with us, buddy? Good morning.
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, man, I got you now. What's going on, buddy?
Okay, Mike, you being the Godfather that you are, all you got to say to those plus ones are, forget about it and let them figure it out. As far as the trade is concerned, I love the trade. However, I'm still on my bandwagon that we should have did. We wouldn't be in this predicament. I like Cousins, but have we just did what Pittsburgh did, picked up Justin and picked up Russell, spent that money on Burns from Carolina, we wouldn't be in this situation. We're trying to get money. I like Cousins. I think he was the best available, but I thought we could do it a different way because we're still in some trouble defensively. I hope we can overcome some of our weaknesses, but I don't think we'd be in this predicament had we gone another route.
Yeah. Manny, good call.
You'd have weaknesses other places, like the quarterback spot, which is the most important.
Well, and I think that's important to highlight. And we've been lucky enough and fortunate enough, Manny, to be out here at training camp. And I got to tell you, man, one of the things you can't see over the radio waves is the look on guys' faces when we have conversations with them about Kirk Cousins. We visited with Darnell Mooney. We've visited with Kyle Pitts. We've talked to Drake London. We have personally have had all three of those guys on this show. And the look on their face when you bring up Kirk Cousins. Darnell Mooney said it. He said, the minute I saw Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta, I was like, that's where I want to be. And so I don't think you can replace that. I don't think that's the feeling you are getting or even the output you're getting from a Justin Fields or a Russell Wilson. And to be honest with you, you say that's how Pittsburgh's doing it. We don't know that that's going to work for Pittsburgh. What we have no. By the way, the guy that was the head coach here last year is in Pittsburgh right now. We're going to see them week one.
What about what Pittsburgh has right now at quarterback makes you envious of that situation?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson hasn't practiced literally the entire training camp with his little calf muscle being sore. And Justin Fields.
Why's it got to be a little calf?
Well, I mean, you know, because whatever. And then you look at Justin Fields. And he's been nothing but inconsistency his entire career, and it's continued.
Yeah.
So what? How are we better off with Brian Burns out here at edge rusher, which is an amazing player? Don't get me wrong. And those two guys at quarterback.
Yeah.
What about the system that Zach Robinson wants to run makes you feel like they're going to run it better than Kirk Cousins and or Michael Penix?
Yeah.
Probably not. That call is the typical Mike's Mafia call.
Hush your mouth. Weighing in on the Twitters. We'll get to some of these tweets on the other side as well. We got to get to break. But look, when we come back, the Judon talk rolls on. And also, the Braves just going Oppo like taco yesterday out in San Francisco. We'll cover them as well. Stick with
us here on Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every team, every year, in this time of the year, you know, you're very excited, you're very optimistic about the season.
Now, back live to Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp.
With the Morning Shift.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mike, Squid, The Morning Shift, Jersey Mike sitting over here to our flank, rolling on. West Durham in the house as well. We are up here in Flowery Branch for training camp. Wes, I'll have to pay your fee next time I mention you on the radio, so we'll make sure they get that knocked out as well. Oh, this is pro bono. Okay, I appreciate that. So we get to drop Wes's name as much as we want to here on the radio. He said it's for free at this point, man. And look,
you know, he's a OG of Squid Nation.
No, he's not. No, the head shake right now, absolutely going. I'm not saying he's in the mafia. I'm just saying he's not in Squid Nation.
Oh.
I can confirm.
Yeah. Anyway, turn every ancillary mic down. We don't need to be any of that negativity.
The vibes are all good up here in Flowery Branch right now, man. The vibes are all good. Everybody in a great mood. Wes has had enough. He's got to exit the building on the Squid Nation note. But having a lot of fun up here, man, talking about Matthew Judon headed to Flowery Branch and the greatness that was out in San Francisco last night. Continue weighing into at 929 Morning Shift on X, and buddy Keith is saying it's great. About time they got a good pass rush. He's going to help the defense, and that will help the offense. Good trade. A number of other people kind of weighing in. Even our buddy Joey Lopez. I'm definitely a 49ers fan, but just a comment. I think it's a great pickup, much needed. So appreciate that as well. Our girl April is saying, I've been begging for a pass rush for 5 years now. April, I think I speak for a lot of other Falcons people when I say I've been begging much longer than that, to be honest with you, man. So Matthew Judon, just to reset a little bit, Bo, he'll be coming in. He's due $6.5 million on the last year of his deal up in New England. They did not want to extend him, even though they have $45 million in cap space, and they trade him to Atlanta for a third rounder. You still have to probably sign that extension sooner than later, move money around, add the bonus, and maybe move money around on the current roster. But nonetheless, Terry's cooking right now, man. Terry's feeling good up here in Flower Branch, and so are we.
Yeah, and I heard someone, or I saw someone say, well, the Patriots do it again. You know, they get rid of a guy before he's clearly done, and they get rid of him. And I go, the who?
Yeah.
The who?
No.
Because that's a Bill Belichick thing. And
not only that, but how well has that worked for you the last couple of years?
Well, exactly. And I'm going to tell you something. You think Bill Belichick's gotten it right every year?
You think he would have liked to have Tom Brady back a couple years ago?
You think he'd like to have Chandler Jones back?
Yeah,
I think when he was still the coach there. Now, I know Chandler Jones is now not out of the league, but Chandler Jones left New England and went and balled. And it's not the only person that's left New England, went and balled, and then, you know, and you were able to win because of the brilliance of Bill Belichick. And I guarantee you, if Belichick was a coach here, if he'd have gotten this job, he'd have been all in on Matthew Judon as well.
Yeah.
But because, you know, he would have been here for a lot. Look, you're trying. Carl Duke says this all the time, and I want to give him credit because it's his thing, and I am not this guy. I don't like saying this because I am a future-looking – I'm a looking-ahead guy, right? I look ahead to the future.
You want to see the next chapter, the next page.
Well, I don't want to turn into 2021-22 Falcons where you're so in cap hell that you can't move. That being said, you have Kirk Cousins here for 2 years, maybe three. You brought him here because you thought your roster was young enough to win with. You went after Danielle Hunter because after you had signed Cousins, because you thought your roster was win now. You're trying to win now. This is a win now move. So let's do it. Don't worry about 3 years from now because Terry Fontenot was under the tutelage of Mickey Loomis. And yes, I don't like saying those names because he's a saint. But what he is
not
is like
literally just member of the organization.
Yes, yeah. Yes. He's technically the opposite. He works for the Aints. He runs him. But he is a master at moving cap money
around.
And I know that Terry has brought people with him that he can use those lessons he learned down there to do it. I want to clarify, I am not saying the Falcons are going to the Super Bowl, nor do I think, well, this is automatic. They're a Super Bowl contender. I tell you what, I don't believe that. I think this puts you even further into your expectations should be playoffs, and make a run.
Talk about
that's
playoffs.
What your expectations should be playoffs. You have a quarterback. You have an edge rusher now. Those are the two most important positions in football.
Let me stop you right there, because if you go back 2 months ago, we had the conversation, and maybe it was with Stake. The Falcons over-under win total was 9.5. I was going over. I've been talking about a 10-7 season. I think that's very doable. I don't remember what your projection was at the time, but how much does the addition of Matthew Judon change how you view that, or are you just more confident in what you already thought before?
I'm more confident. Look, I think this team's still going to have a tough schedule out of the box. I think they're going to have to – one thing we haven't talked about, this team is going to have to learn how to win games. And that's what teams do when they get over – when you've been under 500 for six straight years, when you've had three straight 7-10s, it tells me that you can play in close games and at times win them, but you don't win enough of them. Yeah. And you got to figure out how to do those. So I think Kirk Cousins and – the Matthew Judons and the Grady Jarretts and the Jesse Bates of the world, they can help teach those players how to, and it's, and you know, in some ways, Zach Robinson, young coach. So you have to take that over. I always thought, to me, 9-10 wins was where I thought this team should be. I think it now takes it from 9-10 to 10-11, and because okay. I'm not.
Well, that's what I meant. You're adding one to your expectation.
And I'm not jumping. I'm not trying to jump the ship here. Okay. You still got things you need to figure out and you need to do. I think the roster looks much better knowing that you have the best. To me, you have the top three positions you feel comfortable in. You feel really comfortable with the quarterback, the number one position. The number two position is at edge rusher. I think you should feel comfortable there. And I think you should feel pretty comfortable with your left tackle, which is the third most important position to me.
Yeah. I do want to talk to, and you nailed it. This team has to get comfortable with winning games. And, to pivot a little bit from Matthew Judon, yesterday was a pretty electric day out here at Flowery Branch, man. Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins having a great day. One of the things you and I have called for all offseason, more yak, right? Hitting these guys in stride, making more explosives down the field. To be honest, we didn't see it in camp at all last year. It wasn't one of those things that just didn't happen in a game. We didn't see it in camp. We didn't see any of the throws kind of between the hashes down the middle of the field. Well, yesterday, Kirk Cousins, Drake London, electric day. Kirk Cousins talked after practice a little bit about taking more shots down the field.
I think the play call is part of it. You know, we're calling shots, and I think defensive structure sometimes where a shot called is not a shot taken if the defense plays something deep, but felt like we kept getting opportunities, and it wasn't like they were open. It was more like they were one-on-one, and so you felt like, you know, Drake, give him a chance down the field, Kyle Pitts, give him a chance down the field, Mooney, and even Charlie Werner. So, I think it's important that we do that to evaluate. You know, hey, how is this guy in a one-on-one tight window situation? And I think I like the results today with the way the guys came down with the football.
We talked, Bo, when we talked to Drake London, we kind of talked to him about what he wanted to really show as far as this year goes. What have you not been able to show so far in your career? And he mentioned the explosives, right? He's like, look, I think I can get downfield and I can get it open. It's not just, one of those things where I'm going to go up and get a jump ball, man. He's one of those people that really expects himself to excel when Kirk Cousins is delivering him the ball this year.
Yeah, and he also mentioned, his quickness, not just long speed, but quickness in his route running. You know, we also, you said it though, you said we talked to Dre. We also talked to Kirk Cousins, you and I. We did an interview with him, and I asked him about putting guys up to bat and maybe going away from a read and just seeing what you do with that. And that's something that I've talked to Dave Archer about. We all do, full disclosure, something David Archer and I have talked about in camps and practices. And Kirk told us, he said, yeah, well, not only do you want to have that trust, you want to see how guys react, which is what Kirk just said there, but you're also keeping guys kind of involved and never quit on a play, because if I'm in trouble or we need something, we know we're late in a game, and I know that you in that moment you're gonna play through the whistle, I'm gonna put you up to bat in a one-on-one spot.
Yeah.
And there was a throw yesterday, Mike, that where Arch and I were standing, and it was Cousins. It was a red zone type situation, and it's an end zone ball, right? Corner of the end zone ball, and he's late. It's on his left side of the field, and he's right, center. He's really late getting to
kinda
it.
Popping his feet, burping the baby a little bit.
Yeah,
trying to find that guy.
Yeah, and
give
he's
me those red zone throws.
Kind of late getting to it, but he put the ball in a spot, and that spot was where one player could get to it, and that was his guy.
Yeah.
Didn't come down with it. But it was a veteran throw in that type situation where don't put it in harm's way, but put it up and let your guy go try to eat.
Well, speaking of putting it up, I brought it up to Drake London when we talked to him. I said, man, I think you're the best in the league at 50-50 balls. Well, Kirk Cousins yesterday, he might not agree with that statement.
Yeah, he's been great at the catch point, takes pride in that, expects to catch difficult catches. He expects to bring it in, and he separates well. You know, I think the concern is with a guy who's a hands guy is like, well, how does he move? How does he separate? But Drake's separating well, where you feel like you're getting the best of both worlds. And then when you add his size, you know, visually and otherwise, it's just kind of a friendly target where you feel like he's covered, but he's open because he gives you a bigger surface area to throw the football. So when you combine all that, you kind of like the potential there.
You know, one of the people, and I know we got to get a break here in just a second. Dylan's going to start playing us out any second now. But I want to talk about this really quick. One of the names I brought up earlier, and I don't want to go too deep into this, but I think Drake right now at this point in his career is kind of a Mike Evans light, right? Mike Evans is not one of those people that's always over the top. He's not the Tyreek Hill downfield guy. He will make back shoulder catches. He will make catches across the middle. He will make, you know, some of those contested throws in the end zone. Drake has kind of become being known as that throughout his career, and it sounds awesome to hear Kirk Cousins say, look, the separation is there as far as what I'm seeing. I mean, he's really kind of hit another stride in this passing game. So,
yeah, he, you know, they're very similar in their speed, their top-end speed.
Their demeanor.
I think Mike Evans has got a longer gait.
Yeah. Love that one.
I just had to leave that for you a second, but I think Drake has a little bit of growth in his route running, and because I think there's a reason Mike Evans is seemingly always open, and is considered
like
such
House.
A deep ball threat, and it's it, but I think look, you always get excited at camp, and that's part of it. If you don't get it, if you can't get excited at training camp about what you see from guys, then you're dead inside, and you're just a person that you're just a miserable human being.
Speaking about being dead inside, we got a Life of Squid coming up next.
We do, where Greg Kittle goes after the media.
Oh no!
And Randy Johnson has a stern,
the big unit,
a stern warning.
The photographer.
Paul Skeens.
The big unit. All right, that's coming up on the morning shift. We're live from Flowery Branch.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
Every day is a blessing. You get to be able to play in the NFL is a privilege.
Back to the morning shift.
Live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp. Exclusive camp coverage is brought to you by attorney Ken Nugent. Getting the settlement you deserve after an accident.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Maybe he can call, or maybe Matthew Judon can call Mark Spain because he's going to need a new residence up here somewhere near Flowery Branch because that's where his new home is. The Matthew Judon news kind of taking front and center today, Bo, and all the good vibes are rolling on.
If he wants to drive from Woodstock every day, I can let him. I can give him a room for
play golf up there at Eagle Watch.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, we'll take him out.
I don't know if he's a golfer. I know we know Kyle Pitts is. We talked to him a little bit.
We'll get him some transfusions.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
like cranberry vodka.
It's not. That's not what a transfusion.
I know,
is,
but dude, like one of the first times I ever hung out with you, it's cranberry vodka. I haven't been able to forget it, man.
It's like, vodka cran, baby. Hey,
unbelievable.
I love my vodka. I don't have a problem with it.
It's so. Feminine.
So what?
Feminine.
Let me tell you something. I am not afraid.
What's wrong with unleashing your inner femininity?
I'm very comfortable in my masculinity. Is what it is. And I'll tell you something.
That's the story you're telling.
I can do a bourbon on the rocks with anybody else, but you know, it's when you're going in, you gotta go with a little bit of clear liquor sometimes, and I go in quite often.
All right, man. Before we get into a Life of Squid, let's talk a little bit about the Braves out on this West Coast trip. I guess they're, halfway through, past halfway through this West Coast trip.
Let me ask you a question about this trip.
Okay, go ahead.
If I read the stat line, based on what we've seen for, 3 months of the season, 4 months of the season,
yeah,
that they're starting, you'd get 20 innings from their starting pitchers with 4 earned runs and 26 strikeouts and only 2 walks in a series, do you think the outcome of the three games would
say
have been.
Say it one more time. Read the stats one more time.
Their starting pitching in this series has given you 20 innings, 17 hits, 4 earned runs, 26 strikeouts, and 2 walks.
Yeah.
Combined.
So we're having a pretty good series so far.
But do you think we would have won every game? And I told you that the scores were 1-0, 4-3, and 13-2. Now, you would have known the 13-2 one.
Yeah.
But you'd have thought we lost at least one of those, right?
Why is that?
Because we haven't hit all year, and we haven't hit in clutch moments.
Yeah.
And that's my point. I'm telling you, it was clutch what Travis d'Arnaud did in the first two games in the 10th inning, right?
Yeah.
Was it not clutch that Michael Harris comes up in his first at-bat and hits a grand slam?
Tater.
And then Grant Holmes even says something nice about going out there with a 5-0 lead and you can just let loose.
Like, and I heard that. I heard Grant Holmes say that, and I was like, dude, I don't know if you're in that spot yet. Like, you got your first win. That's cool. Like, clap, clap, clap. But I don't think you'd ever hear Chris Sale say that because I think he understands what the undertones of that sound
can
like.
Can I tell you something, though? Grant Holmes is exactly who he is, because he's a guy that goes out there. He's a 28-year-old player
who
just
got – big dog eat.
No, but it's – no, what it is that he needs to be comfortable with trusting his stuff. And if he's out there thinking about how he's pitching, then you're not getting the best of Grant Holmes.
Yeah.
Chris Sale can go out there and think. He's a freaking Cy Young winner. This dude's one of the best pitchers in baseball. He can think more because he knows what he can do.
The best of Grant Holmes, all I can think about is like a greatest hits album with his hair flowing on like the front of a CD case and that mustache and that – oh, dude.
All right, let's
think. The best of Grant Holmes.
Who's Grant Holmes compared to? Rod Beck and Kenny Powers. If you had to rely on Kenny Powers to think his way through a situation, you are in trouble, all right? Just like if Mike has to think his way through a situation, you're in trouble. But I can think myself through one. Hit
Please.
It, Dylan. I am him, Squid Billy.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. A little Bloody Mary mix from the W Sauce. Key West style. Get over to WSauce.com. You can find your bottle today. Or you can get all the other products in your Publix, your Kroger's, Ace Hardware's have them too, Mikey P. They're everywhere, Wes, just like me. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Get over to my boy Anthony at Status. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized
truck.
It doesn't matter.
Which one do you have?
I think it's a medium-sized truck.
Yeah.
That's medium
maybe.
To me.
I don't know. 1,500, 2,500, 3,500.
I think a small truck would be like a Ranger or an S10.
Yeah, I used to have one of those.
Maybe one of those Chevy Love trucks I used to have back in the day.
Shouldn't have cut you off. Go ahead.
Even an El Camino. Anyways, call my boy Anthony, the official Status Truck and Trailer Repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
So, Greg Kittle, his personality continues to grow. It feels like every single time we see or hear from him. He's on that show, Receiver, obviously became one of the stars of the show. He has his meeting with like Kirk Cousins sat with the media or stood and talked with the media yesterday. Well, Greg Kittle has his, and he started it by, I don't know if this is smart. You know, the media, they're very vindictive at times, Mike, and he came after the media yesterday.
You guys watch us all the time, but there's a special teams period where I catch some footballs, and I like to observe you guys. And you guys really need to up your sneaker game. It's absolutely atrocious. I got some Vomeros. Those are fire. And Grant wears Vans every single day. New Balances. They look like Vans. Yeah, those are Vans. It's okay. But you wear those every day, so I need you to switch those up. But I observe all your guys' shoes, and I am disappointed in you guys as a community. So if we could up those, please. Tier 8, guys. Let's figure this out together. Okay, now, it's all you guys.
And thank you, Dylan. Dylan, correct me. George Kittle. I don't know who Greg Kittle is, but congratulations to you. But
George is apparently only the best tight end in the NFL.
Well, he won't be after this year. He's actually not. He's the second best. I think Travis Kelce's probably the best.
No.
And I think George Kittle will be the third best after Kyle Pitts
goes
off this year.
You look at receiving yards. That's typical.
There's more to it.
Just a fan fest thing and a radio guru.
No.
Looking at the guy that can block at the line of scrimmage, and Travis Kelce is bottom 10. Blocking just, at line of scrimmage.
Just because you were a blocking tight end at one point in your career.
That's right.
Travis Kelce, I know I look at him because of the route running, the precision, the fact that the guy is on point with his quarterback that can do it all. But you're losing the fact that George, capital G, Kittle, went out there and just criticized the media for their shoes. And, you know, what hit me is I thought about it if I was in that press conference being up here at training camp, and I wear comfortable shoes at training camp because you're standing there the whole time.
Yeah.
And as Allison Mastrangelo tells me, you need to replace your shoes after 6 months and make sure they're comfortable and maybe even up your size, Mike, if you get an insert.
She hit Dave Archer with a "What are those?" when he walked in here the other day. And I still couldn't tell you what brand Dave Archer was wearing, but I know that they're comfortable. Municipal, according to Wes. So,
yeah, and Archie even said, Wes gave this to me.
He hit the whole room with a "What are those?" and was like, "Yo, it's weak." I don't think anybody out here. Mark Raimondi's got he takes pride in his shoe game for sure. So I don't know that we've been.
Yeah, it's a different.
Bo does as well.
It's a different look. I do, but not out here. I just got regular
He's
Nikes
got
on.
The personalized look when the plane trips start hitting. Actually, tomorrow's your first trip with the team.
Are you
busting them out?
No, those
for a fresh out though.
My personal Air Force Ones, personalized Air Force Ones, are only for regular season road trips. All right. Not taking them to Baltimore.
I'm dropping $20 to the first person that sends me a picture of Bo's personalized Air Force Ones. Please, God, let them say Squidbilly. Please.
They don't.
For the love
they
of
don't.
All things holy.
I just,
let them say
they don't.
Squidbilly.
They don't. I'm telling
Squid
you, they don't.
On the left shoe, Nation on the right shoe, and probably his personal website on the tongues.
You know, I would literally tell you all those things if they were true. They're not. I just picked out the color scheme. They're red and black, baby.
It's going to say across the laces, at Squidbilly929. I know it is. It's going to have his Twitter and everything.
And don't forget, right, man, Mike, somewhere it's going to say the Nation will provide.
The Nation will provide.
It will, Dylan.
We got to head to break, man. We'll catch up with the Steakhouse on the other side. It's the Morning Chef Sports Radio 929.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.